Talk to me no matter what you feel. It'll all be alright if you talk to me. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Again, as always, the song, one I wrote many years ago, talking about communication and talking to people. Well, as is my tradition, I have two distinct sponsors. The first sponsor is Creative Technology and Innovation, an organization working with John Boyd's Oodle Loops to build solutions that help customers make better decisions. And my other sponsor is Danny and the Corporate Ladder, now available as an ebook and in paperback stores, but also coming soon as an audiobook. Cannot tell you how excited I am about that. We listen to the various voices that were available to read the book over the weekend and actually picked one, which I thought was really cool. I'd never done that before. Well, I did that a long time ago when I was doing stuff for radio, but I haven't done that in many years, and I actually have to say that was a lot of fun. Today I'm releasing, as always, a new Hub Pages article as well. This Hub Pages article is actually focused on a slightly different variation of my Volume 3. So in Volume 3, I present an issue, problem, concern, risk of machine intelligence, and then I present the opposite of that, right? The good thing that comes from that particular risk or problem area. And in particular today, I'm actually combining both of them, and I'm kind of talking about the concept of how do we protect creative people? Unfortunately, one of the big problems, and there's a number of lawsuits, and you can read them there. I'm not going to bring up the names of the companies, and I'm not going to argue or throw out the validity of any cases. I'm simply going to say that the reality is there are a number of lawsuits out there today. Those lawsuits are encompassing and building on the concept of the protection of copyrights. A copyright is granted with first publication of any type of creative endeavor. And by the way, creativity is a lot more than just what is traditionally considered art. A lot of innovations, a lot of very cool things that happen in the technology world are actually innovations creatively. If you think about, creating or building something that doesn't exist today, that's being an innovator, but that's also being creative. So it's looking at problems differently, it's seeing problems differently, but it's also having a broader view of what the impact of the idea is. So there's a lot of different creative people out there, and all of them deserve to have their copyrights protected. I also am a firm believer that someday in the future, when a machine intelligence is able to produce material that deserves a copyright and it's original and it's creative, that machine intelligence deserves to have that copyright protected for them as well. That in reality, they should have the same rights as humans, because they're also creating, they're also building, they're also giving creative ideas to the world. So I believe that that should be pretty much sacrosanct. And I've kind of got a couple of ideas. I've talked about one before. I'm not going to talk about it again this time. But one of the things that I'm really thinking about, one of the things that I'm really considering is the concept of improving the copyright law. And I don't mean making it more stringent. I mean making it easier for an author to enforce it. Basically, to create pre-canned materials that once filed, the artist doesn't have to go back and do it again. Today, there's, you can ask someone not to use the image that you created, or the poem that you created, or the text that you created, or the song you created, the video, the innovation, whatever it is you created, you can ask someone, do not use that. Excuse me. But the reality is, today, in order to stop them legally, you have to a lot of due diligence, a lot of work. So my proposal would be literally that once the person sends that first cease and desist letter, that gets registered with the court, right? And at that point, as long as the copyright is valid, and there are some, there are some invalid copyrights out there, and I understand that. But as long as the copyright's valid, then that cease and desist order should be enough. Right? The letter sent by the artist or the creative person to the company should be enough. I don't need to do more. I can simply send that letter and it's finished. I think that is one of the issues for me, is just how complex it is to enforce a copyright. I have a lot of copyrights. I publish a lot of things. This is my 161st article published on Hub Pages. And so I literally have 161 copyrights for all of those particular articles that I've published on Hub Pages. And I've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other publications over the years. I mean, I probably have close to 7,000 or 8,000 blog posts. I've got, you know, my book now. All of these things are copyrighted. All of these things are creative things that I built, that I did, that I created. I have a really good friend who's an artist who's just an amazing artist, and I absolutely love his artwork. And I can honestly say that, you know, I would vehemently protect his copyright. The right of an artist, the right of a creative person to have that copyright protection should be much better in terms of being able to be enforced. And by the way, I still stand by my original statement, which is if a machine intelligence is creative and able to create something net new, that machine intelligence should own those rights. There should not be a situation where the creative output of a machine intelligence is owned by a human being, because that's not fair. That's not appropriate. So we got to make it easier to support copyrights as we go forward. So anyway, I kind of made an all-in-one essay. It talked about the good and the bad of this concept of what it is to support copyrights, but also what it is to support creative people around the world. And I do still want to go back and remind people, you know, creative isn't just artists, right? It's not just somebody that stands in front of an easel and creates something, although that is an incredible skill set, an amazing skill set that, you know, I'm jealous of. I wish I could do it. But it's not the only creative out there, right? Maya Angelou, Dylan Thomas, Joyce Carol Oates, Langston Hughes, all were phenomenal poets, all deserve everything that was written by them to be supported, their copyrights protected, their rights as creative beings supported. You know, you got Jack Kerouac, Jack London, you got Ernest Hemingway, you got John Steinbeck. You know, all of these are phenomenal writers who deserve to have their copyrights protected, their legacy protected, their ideas protected and not stolen. But there are also many more. I mean, you got people that write TV shows, people that write movies, all of whom deserve the credit for what is created, but also the protection of the copyright for what it is they created. I really feel like this is a critical issue as we head into the world and age of machine intelligence, and I truly hope that we are able to resolve some of these short-term copyright issues. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast.